Of all the issues that will face California voters in November's general election, only one is literally a matter of life and death. Jeannie Woodford, a former warden at San Quentin, is now a spokeswoman for Proposition 34, the Safe California Act, which would eliminate the death penalty in the state, replacing it with life without the possibility of parole.
Life without possibility of parole is a very real sentence. It's a harsh sentence. It is far cheaper than the death penalty, and it will allow the state of California to utilize resources for the sole purpose of solving unsolved homicides and unsolved rapes in the state. Most people don't know that 46% of murders go unsolved each year in the state of California and 56% of rapes. And then finally, it requires that all inmates serving life without possibility of parole work and pay restitution into the victim's compensation.
Another benefit of the initiative, Woodford adds, would be a lessening of the burden on the state's court system.
The Supreme Court has said that 30% of their workload is spent on the death penalty, so it would reduce the workload on the California Supreme Court as well as lower courts, because a great deal of time is spent on capital cases. A death penalty trial takes far longer time and money than a non-death penalty trial.
Changing the sentencing law would directly affect just 720 current death row inmates, but it would still ease prison overcrowding to a degree.
It will actually free up cell capacity because every death row inmate is single-celled. If they're in the general population, as most of them would be, that would be two inmates in a cell.
But this is still a controversial proposal. Mark Klass, who founded the Klass Kids Foundation in the memory of his slain daughter, Polly, and has worked extensively with law enforcement on child abduction issues, calls the ballot measure totally disingenuous. He cites four arguments against it.
The people in California have demonstrated time and again that they're in favor of the death penalty. It is already the law of the land. It's withstood other attempts to overturn it in the past, and it's based on the false premise that it will supposedly save money for the taxpayers of California, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth.
Klass says that some modest changes to the existing capital punishment process, such as opening it to more attorneys and letting appeals courts hear challenges from convicts, could once again make the law an effective deterrent.
There are plenty of studies that point out that it's an effective deterrent, that every execution will save between 2 and 18 lives in the next year. That's been determined by study after study after study. And remember, the individuals that are sitting on death row are not passion killers that have committed these crimes in the spur of the moment. They are people that have planned these crimes out for some of the most nefarious reasons possible.
Woodford's opposition to the death penalty is based, in part, on her own firsthand experience with it. But she says there's also statistical evidence to support her stance.
In states that don't have the death penalty, their homicide rate is lower than in states that have the death penalty and utilize the death penalty. There just isn't any evidence of deterrence. For a punishment to be a deterrent, it must be swift and certain. And the death penalty is neither.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.